Hallelujah. There will be mountains that I will have to climb, and there will be battles that I will have to fight. But victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. How can I expect to win if I never try? I just can't give up now. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. Never said there would be trials, never said I wouldn't fall, never said that everything would go the way I want it to go. But when my back is against the wall and I feel all hope is gone, I just lift my head up to the sky and said, help me to be strong, Lord. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I've started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. I knew you didn't bring me out here to leave me lonely, even when I can't see clearly, Lord. I know that you're with me, though I can't.
I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. I just
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers all over this universe, all over this earth. I have something very, very, very important to share with you and discuss with you and to make you aware of. And, you know, there's a story always behind the front story. Well, I just found out why God really sent me to Arizona and used the chairs as the reason. So I'm going to share something vital with you this morning, and I'm going to show you how it worked out, how it's working out anyway. Praise God. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Morning, Dr. Erica. Good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
For we are truly thankful that he sent us a Savior.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. All hearts and minds clear. See
Thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Thank you, Lord.
After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Now, I have a little short lesson. Do you want me to do it or do you want me to save it?
I would like for you to save it, please.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, wait a minute. What is it concerning?
The Lord's Supper.
It might fit in right with this. The Lord's Supper?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and give it because we need it. With what I'm getting ready to announce, we need it. Go ahead. You're right on time.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read all the accounts of the Lord's Supper, but only a few passages of it.
Okay.
Matthew's account, Matthew 26, verses 20 through 23.
Okay.
Now, when the eve was come, he, Jesus, sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. Okay, all 12 were present. Mark's account, Mark 14, verse 17 through 20.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say unto him one by one, Is it I? And he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. All 12 were present. In both these accounts, Matthew and Mark, all 12 were present at the Passover meal.
Mm-hmm.
And these verses occurred before the Lord's Supper occurred. So now Luke's account, Luke 22, verse 21. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. All 12 were present, But in the order the scriptures are written in Luke, the Lord's Supper took place before the verse I just read, verse 21, where Jesus tells about who would betray him. Remember, Luke was not an eyewitness, neither was Mark for that matter. But according to Luke's account, all the 12 were present at the Lord's Supper. And this is how it reads, Luke 22, 14 through 20. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and he gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. In his letter, Luke describes the events as he heard them or as he remembered them, because he was not an eyewitness. He was trained under Paul. And if you put yourself in his place, not being witness to it and having the, it would be easy to run these events together. But Luke says, according to his gospel, all 12 were present for the Passover and the Lord's Supper. Now we come to John's account. John 13, 21 through 26. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him, John, that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. What we don't see in John's account is the actual taking of the Lord's Supper. Instead, John writes of Jesus' explanation of the body and the blood. And that's John in John 43 through 51 and 53 through 58, which I'm fixing to read. Verse 53 through 58. Then Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall never die. So John gives us more details about what happened after the meal, or the scripture says the sop. And this was before, the sop happened before the Lord's Supper as described in the book of Matthew. John 13 and 26 through 30. Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give the sop when I have dipped it. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor." And this is the verse that I'm, my key verse. "He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night." Now, I said all that to say this. Many people believe Judas was present at the table when Jesus symbolically shared his body and his blood with his disciples. This was a holy and prophetic act, and I submit to you that Judas was not present. When the Spirit of God first showed me this, I was reading in the book of Matthew, and I read that Judas had left the room. But guess what? That's not in there. But it was put there for me to see it, for I had always been taught myself that Jesus had communion with the 12. But God showed me that Judas had already, as he let me see it, left the room. I just had to search out the matter. Now, did any of the Gospels get it wrong? No. What they say it happened, happened. John just gives us a more detailed description of the events. And Matthew actually separates the Passover meal, which all 12 were present for, which was when Jesus gave Judas the sop. And nowhere in Scripture is the communion dipped in anything. Nowhere is the bread dipped. So the sop was part of their Passover meal for the Lord's Supper. And in my Dates Bible, I just noticed it actually separates the Passover feast from the Lord's Supper. And a lot of people think when Jesus gave him the sop, that was communion. That was not communion. That was part of a Passover meal. Judas was not present at the table when Jesus did Holy Communion. A lot of people want to justify taking it. And as it was said to me about 10 years ago, where Judas took, Jesus gave Judas communion. No, Judas had left the room. That's my message. Amen.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you. Thank
ma'am.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Dr. Frederick Casey Price, ever unfolding the Word of God, ever unfolding, causing ever increasing faith. Thank you, Minister Hill.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
Praise
you.
God.
Thank you. Brothers and sisters, this is very timely because Minister Hill, are you, what are you doing on tomorrow evening about 9 o'clock?
Nothing.
Well, can I ask you to do Holy Communion?
Yes, ma'am.
All on the radio, on the podcast.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
So that's going to be Friday at 9. At let's do it at 10, at 9. Because Paul Allen going to be on Shannon, and he ends at 9. And then Philip Morris. So if we do it at 9, and then I'm coming on at 10, and I'm going to be coming against Bewitchment, okay? So I'd like to do it at 9 before I come against Bewitchment on Shannon's show at 10, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
So we'll have communion at 9 o'clock tomorrow on the Blog Talk Radio, right?
Right. Okay, I'll be there.
Okay, let me tell you why it's necessary. Brothers and sisters, when we went to Arizona, because God said go, you know there's a front story and there's a back story. But when it was time to come home, God said, I want you to come home another way. I want you to go up through Phoenix. And I want you to come home through New Mexico in the mountains. And I said, okay. And when we got to the highest elevation, about 5,000 feet, the Lord said, now I just want you to pray against witchcraft. I'm back there talking to Jesus by myself. And I noticed a witchcraft stronghold when we went by Scottsdale. And I almost, in my flesh, I wanted to stop at this deliverance ministry. But God said, no, go. I told you, don't stop nowhere. Don't talk to nobody. Go and come back. Well, since I've been back, I've been trying to get myself organized, but I kept feeling heavy come against Satanists and witchcraft. Well, here's the back of the story. The Satanic Temple to host Satanic Convention. We're going to bring Satan, Scottsdale, Arizona. The Satanic Temple has announced that Scottsdale has been selected as the site for the group's first religious convention, SatanCon. A 3-day event will take place February 11th through the 13th, 2022. Are you hearing me? The Satanic Temple is their first annual conference for their congregations of the Satanic Church and their members and their supporters. February 11th through the 13th in beautiful downtown Scottsdale, Arizona. It says the Satanic Temple recently sued Scottsdale, Arizona for refusing to allow the organization the opportunity to deliver an invocation before its city council meetings, even though the city had never rejected anyone else's request. And both Scottsdale Mayor Jim Lane and Councilwoman Susan Clapp celebrated their efforts. And the Satanic Temple, they said that they were inclusive. They were inclusive. And the co-founder and spokesperson for the Satanic Temple said that they're now going to create a community, and as an expression of goodwill toward the city of Scottsdale, Scottsdale they accepted the invitation and they want to turn Scottsdale into the happy, satanic, fun capital of the world. Are you hearing me? It's on YouTube. It's all over Facebook. Those of you that have Facebook. See, I don't have that Facebook stuff. I stepped out of that a long time ago. I got my name up there, but I ain't never put nothing else up there. So the very day that God gave me on Shannon's show is the first day of the Satanic Convention, February 11th. It ends on the 13th. Now you see why I want to do Holy Communion? Tomorrow at 9, I'm going to do Holy Communion. Brothers and sisters, I'm back on the war front. This stuff is ridiculous. But wait, let me tell you how ridiculous it is. If you go on Facebook, I mean, if you go on YouTube, and if you put in, I guess it's YouTube, or I know it's Facebook, the Satanic Temple's annual conference, or if you go on YouTube and put in Scottsdale, Arizona, Satanic World Conference. It's a world conference. All the churches. But on Facebook, they got a picture of the District of Arizona Legislative Office. It tells you they're going to have a ball. You know, like a ball, form a ball on the 13th or one of them days. It shows you their new flag. They got a flag, stars and stripes, with Baha'u'llah in the middle, and the pentagram, that's they, and then they got the stars of the states around, going around it. Woo. They got Baha'u'llah holding up the satanic flag. They got their Satanic Reproductive Freedom Initiate, where they're going to raise $200,000. And then they got the Satanic Temple will assist any member who resides in Texas and needs legal assistance to perform the TST abortion ritual, which is aborted baby, but the fetus is dedicated to Satan during the first 24 weeks of their pregnancy. Contact the Satanic Temple so we may provide assistance. Are you hearing me this morning? So they launched their initiative against it. They're trying to raise $200,000, which they got it now. They already got it. You see, God, and believe you me, I'm for winning souls, and I'm glad to see these people coming to Christ. But they got to be taught the necessity and the need to know how to war against and win these people. These religious rituals and alternatives that are taking place in the name of Satan. You can look it up on YouTube. It's up there. Thank you, Jessica. Satanic Temple hosting SatanCon 2022 in Scottsdale. She got the YouTube address up there. Now, I find it very strange that God had us going right through the middle, coming home of that satanic stronghold. It's being billed as the world's largest satanic gathering. The world's largest. It's open to the public. Its initiative is to entice inquiring minds. That's what they say. To entice inquiring minds. I'm going to do a 3-day prayer. I'm going to kick it off on Shannon's show. With coming against bewitchment. And then I'm going to do something else. I don't know what else I'm going to do. The Lord will lead me to intercede and do some serious, serious warfare. Because your enemy and the enemy of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is opening his hand now. They coming out, but what they don't know, we've been out. The information I have says that the organizers of the Satanic Conference say that they want people to think of the Satan when they think of Scottsdale. This gathering in Scottsdale, it's more than just a payback because they sued and they lost, but the mayor and the leadership yielded to them from an inclusive perspective. The Church of Satan already has more than 500,000 members. It's pushing back on the pro-life issues. The satanic after-school clubs meet in our elementary and secondary schools, and they're about to launch a satanic streaming service. Are you hearing me? That's why we've got to pray and be proactive, and we got to stop being so reactive. I don't know why. I know why, but this is real. First Scottsdale in the world. I don't know how, if they got that many members now. It says it has over 500,000 members. And they urge them to be involved in civic activities. It's time to pray. It's time to tear this down. And if not, this is horrible. We can't be sleeping, and I know we sick, but we sick in a lot of ways. It's time to take the focus off of you, and you got to use what you got. This has got to be dealt with. They want to dedicate, and this is what they're pushing in their agenda. They want each of their congregants, followers, churches, at this convention, they're going to dedicate the towns of the people there because they're telling them they have authority. They want them to dedicate their town to Satan. And while I was in the car, in the truck riding, I talked to a headliner who had talked to somebody else and told me about this particular city here in the USA, that has been divided up into 12 segments, controlled by 12 covens, and administrated and operated through 12 secret pseudo-Christian churches, which are only used to recruit people into the Church of Satan. We got a problem. So what we're going to do We're going to dedicate our town, city, states, nation, everything else to God on the 11, 12, 13. Every day they're having this convention. And if you can get to your city hall, if at all possible, go sling some oil. And in the name of Jesus, dedicate your city hall back to God or to God. You see, I've been talking about this and preaching about this and screaming about this and hollering. Well, it's here. It's here. All they need, remember, all they need is to take one city, which they've decided is going to be Arizona, one city, Scottsdale, one state, Arizona. And it's amazing because it gets real hot in Arizona. So they want, I guess they want to familiarize you with the heat of hell. And it's such a pretty state. So I'm going to send out, I'm going to ask if we got your email, I'm going to send out some steps to reverse the curse. But the thing, too, is you're going to have to pray for yourself and your family. But I don't, God is not looking for you to, if you pray for your state, your city, your nation, then, and, you know, and not being selfish, he'll take care of the rest. How many of you knew about this? How many of you knew about this before me bringing it up right now? Well, I didn't know about it either. But I do now. And you can only do something about what you know. And the wonderful thing is, too, we have so far 6 delegates from this ministry that will be at the California Mario Murillo Crusade. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I should say 5 and a half. 5 and one half being somebody's husband. That he ain't quite there yet, but he's getting there. So that means that there, by them being there, and one of those people will be Jose, we have spiritual rights to tap into that. Oh, there are 7. I'm sorry, 7. 7. So we have 7 delegates that are going to be there. Wow, that's good. So we have spiritual rights to tap into that anointing. That's why I tell you, get your mind out the flesh. Stop being so carnal. Stop being so carnal. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And as far as this bewitchment thing, I'm going to start on that, on Shannon's show, unless the Lord change it, but this is serious. This church building sits on the mountaintop. So I'm not praying from the valley. I'm praying from the mountaintop. You're not in the valley. You're on the mountaintop, you Jesus believers. We could do something about this. But go to, oh, wait a minute. Jessica, can you put it up there again? And on Facebook, it's, you can go to, I guess, I don't know, Satanic Temple, Scottsdale, Arizona. I hate, in the name of Jesus, Baphomet, you coming down You know, I've had to deal with Bahamut. That's a tough devil. And you should see their flag, stars and stripes, patterned after the United States flag with Bahamut and the pentagram in the middle. In the middle of the 50 states. We're going to have to step up our prayer initiative. Witchcraft is everybody's problem. Witchcraft is a spiritual problem. Period. That's why God has to have winners. And that's why God makes you a winner first in the inner man. Before you can even think about doing damage to the kingdom of Satan, you got to be built up and know who you are in the inner man. And the way that I'm doing it and teaching you, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's how you defeat the devil. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then you can kick in Daniel. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people who know their God. Shall be strong and do exploits. How are they going to do them? Christ in them. Christ working through them. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit working through a man or a woman can change the world. It only takes one believer, not a lying believer, not a scared believer, and definitely not an unbelieving believer. You see how that devil done crept in here? You see it? You see it? You're living it. You cannot deny it. You can't say, it's in your face. It's in your face. In your face. Now the question is, what you going to do about it? I'm going to type you out a prayer strategy for the next 3 days. And we're going to win. All these people that get saved and converted. And I notice in Pastor Mario Murillo's initiative, spiritual warfare is right in it. Because he knows spiritual warfare. And he ain't just learned it yesterday. He's been knowing it a long time. So the war has, it's in your face now. It's trying to come. Remember the other day? Sometimes I just pray. Most of the time I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just following God. But some got to raise up in you. Some got to raise up in you from the inner man.
Can you hear your inner man? He's calling for the hero in you.
We crept on in there quietly, silently, just like God sent Joshua and Caleb to spy out the land. And I'm going to tell you something. We're well able to do everything God wants us to do through prayer, through aggressive spiritual warfare prayers. I've been to the land. I spied it out. And we're well able in this war.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Already done. God has already made us bulletproof now. He's already done that. I've been in the enemy's camp. I spied it out, and we are well able to defeat the devil in this issue. Well able.
Thank you.
Down, but that doesn't mean that somebody else can't run his behind back out. Coming doesn't mean you're going to stay. We're going to put some hot, burning Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. They can come, they can host, and they can do their rituals, that we can stop their power from working in the name of Jesus. And we won't be doing it on a single front. I got a text. It's seven of us in the spirit will be under that tent in California. We got power. We got backup power. We got fire power. And we have power to do exploits because God says so. And then God says, all we have to do is show up. You're right, Wes. Ambush is in order. And the leader of this battle is God's own Holy Spirit through the person of his son, Jesus, by the power of God operating in demonstration through us. God is going to fight for us. Because we're going to stand up and fight back.
Stepping into the sunlight. Say hello to my new life. I'm a bird of the gun now that I'm with you.
You put me here on the front line. And they're coming to me from all sides. But the Lord is my light, so who shall I fear?
So I'm walking in my faith, even when I'm afraid. Let my voice go singing, alle, 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 alle. And I'm willing for what I can see. Well, I'm fighting with my battles on my knees. I believe it when you tell me that you fight, fight, fight for me.
Jesus, baby, I'm free.
I got no fear.
Oh, stepping into the sunlight. Say hello to my new life. All my burdens are gone now that I'm with you.
You put me here on the line, and they're coming to me from all sides. But the Lord is my light, so hold fast, I fear.
So I'm walking in my faith, even when I'm afraid. Let my voice just sing, alle, 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 yeah. And I'm willing, even when I can't see it. When I'm fighting with my battle for my needs, I believe it when you tell me that you're fighting, fighting, fighting for me. Doesn't matter what it takes in the soldier, yeah. And I know where to go when it's over. I believe it when you tell me that you're fighting, fighting, fighting for me.
Show me. And nobody knows you the way that you know me. That's the way that you are.
Other than what I can see, why does it ever reach? There's no real love, there's no love that you show.
Yeah. I've done it, I've got it.